This goes to Melissa Murtha, M-U-R-T-H-A, C-N-P, like Certified Nurse Practitioner. Fax is 989-695-2316 regarding Carol Bennett, B like boy, E-N-N-E-T-T, date of birth 2/28/1944. Dear Miss Murtha, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Bennett with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was June 3rd of this year. Her weight is stable, and she's feeling well. Her glipizide has been stopped, and she believes that was secondary to having low blood sugars. She states that the blood sugars are well controlled on her current medications for diabetes, which are Januvia and metformin currently. She denies any chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities that is unchanged. She's unable to get compression stockings on, and they're very painful when she does use them. No ulcerations or lesions on the lower extremities. Medications, I want to highlight metoprolol, 50 milligram twice a day, lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram daily. And she's on the metformin, low-dose aspirin, verapamil, also Pravacol. Physical exam, weight, 246 pounds. Pulse is 68. Blood pressure, right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130/76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. No murmur, rup, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, and she's got 3+ edema from knees to toes bilaterally. No ulcerations, no weeping, no lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/3/2024. Electrolytes, sodium 136, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 21. Intact parathyroid hormone is 54, calcium is 10, albumin is 4.1, phosphorus 3.7, creatinine is 1.7, estimated GFR is 30.1, hemoglobin is 12.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels but right at 30. And we generally like to hold metformin or at least decrease the dose, possibly to just once a day, when estimated GFR is less than 30. So she's right on the borderline, and we'll see what the next lab shows. And we'll continue to do labs every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy. She could continue Januvia, but the metformin may need to be either decreased or held, due to the risk of lactic acidosis when the GFR is less than 30. 3, hypertension, currently at goal, and the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.